You're tuned in to the HR Bandit podcast, your one-way ticket to the latest and craziest in the world of work. In partnership with Timber Media, Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Hey, welcome to HR Bandit, the podcast where we bring you the best and the latest from the world of work. This is Apurva, and I have with me your consistent host, Ankita, joining me on this special podcast episode. And we did drop a hint what this episode is going to be about in our last episode, Bandit. So if you haven't seen that episode yet, please pause this one, go to the previous one, listen to it, and then come back here. So Ankita, how are you feeling about the episode today? And should we break the suspense for our listeners?
Absolutely. I am actually slightly nervous because I have never been on this side of the table. So, Bandits, you probably figured we've completed 3 whole years of the show. And today, we are recording a very special episode where Apurva, who is our new addition on the show and hopefully our second consistent host, is going to shoot a whole bunch of questions at me. There's no script, there's no prep. Well, there's some prep, but not enough. So, Apurva, shoot.
All right, Bandit. So, listen in, because this is the hunter, Ankita, becoming the hunter today, where I am going to throw questions at her that I hope she did not see coming. All right. So, let's start with the first episode. And this is something even, this is a question even I had when I saw or I listened to your podcast over the years before joining. What's with the title? Why HR Bandit? What does the term bandit signify here?
Well, first, do you like the title?
Yes, it's catchy.
Well, that's the aim of the title. So I was inspired. And I think I've said this. We've referenced the two pods that have been the inspiration behind this one a fair few times. So the first one was HR Famous, which unfortunately they don't record any more episodes. But that was a show that was recorded by the same three people, and they would cover what's new in the world of work. So I found that very fascinating. They obviously had a different format. It was funny. So that was one. And then second one was Snacks Daily, which is now rebranded as TBOY. They also cover the top three financial news every single day. So that was those were the two major inspirations behind this podcast. Both have two words. So when I was coming up with the name, I was like, it shouldn't be more than two words because those roll off the tongue easily. I was like, I can't say HR Famous. So it would be HR dash. And I think I went around 40, 50 names before I landed on Bandit, and it sounded just right. It got me really excited. And yeah, that's the story.
That's nice to hear because, you know, even my colleagues who've now started listening to the podcast regularly, they're like, we want to hear what the bandits say about this particular topic in the next one. So it does, I think it does help. The title does help people latch on to it and create recall value. So I think you hit the mark there. The other thing, given it's been 3 years now of this podcast, how have you seen this podcast evolve since you started? And what changes did you make along the way?
Well, our biggest change is you. Earlier, yes. It was just me and a guest. And I figured at the end of 2 years that if I really wanted this to be sustainable, I had to find a different way of doing this. And it is also because, like, the two podcasts I referenced to at the start have the same hosts coming back again and again. And that was my idea behind this podcast. It's like every month people tune in, they listen to two friends chatting over coffee. You know, it has the same vibe of coming back to the same two people who really know each other, get along, and, you know, have a similar wavelength. And the back and forth isn't too boring. So I knew it had to be someone else, had to be someone as interested in the whole world of work, has the same kind of energy. So that was my biggest change. And yes, we'll keep bringing in guests every now and then for alternate perspectives, but I think for most part that's the biggest change. The other change, now obviously bringing you in was a big plus. The other change that I've kind of shifted focus from is I think the level of humor in the episodes. It's dropped. And the more I was listening to our previous episodes as I was capturing this, I was like, I really need that back. Because literally for the first 10 episodes of the show, when I would speak to a guest, my first instruction to them would be, you have to be funny. And I remember in the episode with Dave Ulrich, he actually repeats it. He said, you asked me to be funny and hence I'm saying this. And I think that's just, that's gotten lost along the way. So we need to like bring, I would love to bring it back. But apart from those two, I think the essence of the podcast has stayed the same. We still talk about the top three news. We've added a little more at the end. But yeah, it is not just regurgitating the news, adding opinions and perspectives and helping our bandits stay up to date with what's happening.
All right. And I'm taking side notes as you're talking about some of these things so that we come back to them when we plan for our regular next episode.
I know. I'm not naturally funny, so it takes a lot more effort on my part to actually have the right jokes at the right time. But yeah. I think bandits out there should tell us if we actually do capture any humor.
Okay, since you were talking about guests, if you could have any guest, dead or alive, on the podcast, who would it be and why?
Thankfully, my dream guest is alive. So we might get him in before something happens to him. But my dream guest is Yuval Noah Harari. Now, I know it's not an HR person, but I think the... You talked about naming the podcast. I think the one mistake I made while naming the podcast is adding HR in front of it, because people now jump to the assumption that you only have guests who work in the same profession and our listeners are only HR professionals. And I don't think that's true at all. I think the world of work impacts every single person, and especially now with just the socioeconomic, demographic, and political changes, it's even more important for us to hear from people who are experts in this field, because we can't work in a bubble. Harari has like absolutely amazing views. I love his books. I love his talks. And I do think if he ever comes onto the show, he's probably the best person who'll help us connect the dots between all of this and probably tell us how we should redesign work. So that's my dream guest.
I think we have to figure out a way of making sure he listens to this episode. Maybe reach out to him on LinkedIn or somewhere and make sure this dream of yours comes true in one of our upcoming episodes. But yeah, I think I like what you just said. And this was one of the things that had intrigued me as well when we spoke about me joining the podcast, that we don't just cover topics that are HR-ish. We cover a lot more beyond that. And we also talk about on the show many a times as to how we as HR professionals need to evolve, think differently. And bandits, if you are looking to add that additional value, come to our podcast, listen into the kind of debates we have. And we hope it will force you to think beyond just, oh, what's the HR point of view on this?
Well said.
All right. The other question, and I don't know how you feel about this question, or you can, you know, choose to say no or like choose to give a short answer to this one. But I'm just keen. Are you 3 years is a long time, like I said. Are you experiencing any emotions as you hit this milestone? When you started, did you think the podcast will last this long, or you had even a bigger vision in mind? So what's really going through your mind right now as you hit this milestone?
Well, I knew it would last this long, or at least I hope so, because yeah, I am technically someone who plays the long game. So my vlog's been around 11 years. It just sent me the notification and I was surprised. So I'm not surprised by the 3 years. I had ambitious plans for the pod, and I think, maybe eventually in the episode, we'll talk about what I wish I had known earlier when I started the podcast. So I had big dreams. We're not there. But I am extremely proud of where we are. I was listening to, so before today, I listened to episode 1, 11, 21. Not for any specific reason, just a random order. But I was blown away by the quality of the podcast, if I may say so. So it just, And I do keep going back and referencing previous episodes because what we discussed back then continues to be relevant today. And there is literally no other podcast in the 3 years that I know of that covers the top three topics from the world of work every single month. Apoorva, I don't know whether you've searched for them. I've searched. I've never found any. So, yeah, I love it. I don't see myself not doing the podcast, and I'm extremely excited because I've not realized my vision. So there's still opportunity to do that.
No, I agree. And I think when I remember we had discussed about this when you and I were having initial conversations of me joining. And I remember at the time when you said you have not found any podcast that does something similar. I went out there, searched, what are all the HR podcasts out there? What are they covering? And I really couldn't find a close match. And I think what also gives me the satisfaction when we roll out an episode is when people listen to it and people who've not spoken to me in a long time, they then reach out and say, hey, this is really great what you guys are doing here. I really like the topics that you cover and keep them coming. So that gives me, and I'm sure that's been the case with you as well, that gives me the motivation to, you know, then keep going and doing a better job for the next one.
That's true.
Okay, now I have a few rapid fire questions. If you could record an episode from anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Anywhere in the world. I don't know, by the beach somewhere. You'll have the background sound of ocean waves. Like, that's my dream location. And why? Because mm-hmm. you get great background, peaceful music.
Let's do that soon.
Yeah, actually, you know what? The background music is the one feedback I've gotten most often from our listeners, especially at the first few episodes. I got feedback on the background music is too loud. We need to take it off. When I took it off, people were like, oh, no, the background music gave us something. So it's been the one thing that I've not been able to find the perfect balance. But I think ocean waves would be nice.
All right. Can you share a moment when you felt truly proud of the podcast?
I feel proud every time I listen back to one of our episodes. But I think my proudest moment is when Dave Ulrich said yes. Actually, no. My proudest moment was when we got Tim Sackett on the show. And Bandits, you may or may not have heard that episode. It is our predictions episode from, I want to say 2022. But Tim Sackett was one of the original three of HR Famous. So having him on the show was like an absolute mind-blowing moment. Yeah, that awesome. Was probably when I was proudest.
Awesome. And Bandits, we will link that episode in this episode's show notes so you can go and listen in if you haven't. What's the one thing you wish you had known before starting the podcast?
Marketing. It's something I see you doing a fair bit on this episode also. But I really wish I knew the power of marketing, especially in the early days, and just how much of a challenge it would be to get people on board to help with marketing later. I think it's one of the things that when I was conceptualizing the podcast and signing off on, you know, the terms and conditions and everything else, I should have incorporated right at the start.
I think that's a perfect segue to the next question, which is not a rapid fire question. So how do you plan to engage with your listeners outside of the podcast episodes?
Apoorva, this is something I think you and I need to figure away. So,
see, today I'm asking the question. So,
yes, but I have an answer. I have an answer, and I have an absolutely amazing announcement that I'm really, really excited about. So, first is not enough people reply to our LinkedIn posts, or at least mine. Apoorva, I've seen some action on yours. So I think people have gotten bored of me posting about it. That's there, and I don't know how to unlock that. But I definitely want more feedback via LinkedIn posts, messages, comments. And I'd love for us to, you know, figure out what it takes to build a website for HR Bandit. But, you know, I heard someone say, always keep launching. So I'm really happy to announce the launch of something today. And that is every month when we launch an episode and post about it on LinkedIn, we are going to ask our bandits to respond, send us a question, send us a topic you want to discuss, or just say something. And every quarter, we will add a brand new section to this podcast where we respond to those questions, call out the comments, and dive deeper into some of the topics called out by you. So I'm really, really excited. I don't know what kind of questions will come in, but I can't wait.
Yay! So Bandits, you know what's, you know how you can help us. I know some of you have reached out and asked, how can we help you in this journey? So this is how. Please share your views the next time we post, or even if we don't post, just reach out to us on LinkedIn or Twitter, DM us. Let us know what you think, what questions we can cover, and we will make sure we get those featured in one of our episodes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving on from the serious stuff, can you share a funny behind-the-scenes story that your listeners may not know about?
Well, I said I'm not very funny, but so I don't really have an outright funny behind-the-scenes. But you know what? When I was naive when I started the podcast, so I would ask every single guest to do a prep call with me. And I was surprised. The first few guests were like CHROs, C-suite people, and all of them agreed to the prep call. So I would send them a script beforehand. They would read the script. They would come on the show. We would record 15 minutes. I would do the recording on my phone. And I'd send that to them via WhatsApp. And it really helped improve the quality of the show. And then for our, I want to say 11th episode or so, someone just said, I don't have the time for a prep call. And I was so upset. Like, I couldn't imagine recording with someone without a prep call. So I was just like, oh, I'm sorry. We can't have you on the show anymore. And I was like, I was thinking back to this now. And I was like, when did I stop doing prep calls? Because it really helped everyone involved. And you know what? I want to pitch that we bring it back. And I'm like, if someone's not a proficient speaker, if they're not Dave Ulrich or Tim Sackett, you have to do a prep call with us. And I promise it'll be worth your time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, remember when we both started towards the beginning of the first few episodes that we recorded, I remember we did prep calls. Because we had to get used to how you come in, what kind of arguments you make when I come in. Like, we had to really figure out our rhythm, and I think it does help. So I'm all up for it, unless we get a guest that we know well, we worked with, and they can just take it off, which is, I think, going to be very rare. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So in closing, what would you like to share with your loyal listeners who've been with you for the past 3 years? How would you want to give them a shout out?
I want to say thank you. You know who you are. You have to every single person who's ever listened to our episode, followed us wherever you listen to your podcast, sent me messages on feedback, appreciation, brickbats, like all of you, thank you so much. Like every time I get any kind of response to the show, it makes me want to put out a better episode. So just thank you, and please keep supporting us the way you do. Oh, and ask someone else to tune in too.
Awesome. So I know this was me asking you all the questions. It was me asking you all the questions this time, but I want to now take a step back and let you do the closing for your own show. So anything you want to add before we end and before we get us, you get us out of here?
Well, it's our show now. It's not my show. So I'm going to throw back one birthday special question to you. Tell me, what are you most excited about for HR Bandit in the future?
I think what you just launched today for our listeners, I'm really excited about this becoming a more two-way platform or a podcast. Like, it's been very one-way in the sense we've covered topics that we felt were important at a given point in time. But we see this podcast evolve and become a way for our listeners to also give us feedback that we feature, give us inputs that we cover in future episodes. So, Bandits, you've heard us say this in this episode and more, but yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Perfect. On that note, on behalf of NHRDN and Apoorva, this is Ankita. And for, I want to say the 40th time now, or 41st, I might get this a little wrong, we are out.
You're tuned in to the HR Bandit podcast, your one-way ticket to the latest and craziest in the world of work. In partnership with Timber Media, Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.